So I was doing quite a lot of meditation, which I do tend to do on solitaries, but it was during this time that I had my first experience of something that I've discovered now is called bursitis of my sitting bones, inflammation of the bursa in the sitting bones. So it had become very, very painful to sit, and you know, obviously I didn't know what was going on, but thought it was probably going to be something, you know, that would come and go as things do. Little did I know that in fact it was something that was going to continue and in fact get worse. But what was so wonderful about it was that here I was on solitary, in a sense setting up the conditions that were going to allow me to still maintain a sense of practice, despite the fact that I couldn't then and I still can't do long sits anymore. I mean, I'm somebody who comes from a background of being a meditator. You know, that's been an identification that I had for a long time. Meditation was definitely my way, and I love to meditate. And I would meditate for long periods of time. I mean, in solitaries, at least 8 hours a day would not be unusual at all. So the sort of sense that I wouldn't be able to continue to do that, and how would I therefore maintain a sense of practice, yeah, I sort of felt as though, in a sense, here I was trying to do it on the solitary. And I mean, obviously, at that time, it was all just, you know, happening and in process. And I, because I couldn't do so much meditation, I just focused more and more strongly on, you know, this way of offering everything. It's only later, really, that I've come to see how fortuitous it was that I had actually started that at that time. So these were the conditions then that, you know, sort of ongoingly outside of my solitary prompted me, I suppose, to kind of come up with this phrase for myself of living in the mandala, you know, gradually realising that this situation with my bursitis wasn't going to go away and that, you know, I was going to need to continue to feel I could practice. And so it just felt that, you know, the more deeply I could sort of immerse myself in the mandala, the more that could become my way forward, my way of practice. I mean, on the solitary retreat, I had predominantly Avalokiteshvara is my yidam. He was my main sort of focus for offerings. But on the solitary, I also had a central five Buddha mandala shrine. I also had out in my garden the five Buddha mandala shrine. Out in my garden, so in a sense, on my solitary, I had an inner and an outer as well, like we have here. I always had the feeling that I was sitting with them in front of me and behind me, that feeling that you have in here. And they've been very, very important to me in my practice of the Brahmaviharas. I find, you know, the Brahmaviharas are challenging practices. I mean, if one is going to really be with oneself, really, yeah, have that authentic experience of oneself, be prepared to really face oneself, it can be quite challenging. There's all sorts of aspects of myself that I'd really rather not face, I'd really rather not see. But I find having the jinnas there, that them certainly as particularly as representations of the totally purified poisons, you know, just giving me that sort of sense of what I was trying to move towards. They've just always been, yeah, such an incredible support and encouragement. It just feels as though they enable me to face myself in a particular way. So being with them came a very, very important part of living in the mandala, not just the Brahmaviharas, but the jinnas as well. So still on my solitary, just trying to live in the mandala as I did then, was in fact a very humbling experience in lots of ways. And when you're on solitary and you haven't got the distractions of daily life, and you are able to maintain that continuity of consciousness and awareness, you know, you do start to see yourself quite clearly. Yeah, just really interesting to see this bundle of samskaras so clearly. and see all the pushes and pulls and all the different ways that I had developed over the years of dealing with things, and just trying to expose it more and more and more, just really trying to be with everything that was there, letting in a sense the sort of beauty of the Brahma Viharas and the five jhanas just draw me, attract me, pull me towards them. And it was a relief as well. I mean, I'm sure you know that from your own experience. It can be a real relief, you know, just to face yourself really clearly, really see what's needed and know what you need to do. It is just really helpful, and that task continues today, as does this way of practicing. But, of course, no longer having the super supportive conditions of a solitary, because it is very particular when you're on solitary retreat. You know, it doesn't feel that there's the same intensity. But nonetheless, I've just continued to really try and work in that way. And it does feel as though it has become a very effective way of practicing for me. So, yes, just wanting to share it with you in the hope that it might spark something, not the same thing perhaps, but, you know, something that might emerge, set you off